Transforming Bodies, a judgment-free zone where Trish answers all your burning questions about aesthetics procedures. Find out what and who is the latest and greatest, and gain clarity on what options are out there to leave you feeling good in your body.
Hello listeners, it's Trish Hammond here from the Transforming Bodies podcast, and today I'm joined with Dr. Antonio Campo. Now, Dr. Campo is a dermatologist from Barcelona. He's been in practice for over 30 years. He specialises in laser aesthetics, and he's very highly qualified. He even has a PhD. And today we're going to actually talk about basically laser in aesthetics. So welcome, Dr. Campo.
Well, thank you very much. Pleasure to be here.
Thank you so much for doing this. I've been waiting for so long to do this.
we had to look for a good time to come. So the site on the company invited me to come to this meeting, and it's a pleasure. I love this country. People are amazing, and always ready to come.
Yeah. Well, I've seen a few of your presentations, and you're here in Australia now. I know you've been around to Japan, and like you're doing a circuit at the moment because you run a training academy for the site on devices. So I wanted to ask you, first of all, how did you actually get that interest in laser aesthetics? Like, because you're a dermatologist, like, how does that even start?
Well, it was a casual, not casualty. I mean, I was working in the hospital, and then my chief of department, when the dermatology started to be just to go into the aesthetics, he just opened a new clinic. He was going to open a clinic with three of the best dermatologists in Barcelona. One of them was already specialized in laser and aesthetics. And then my chief of department wanted to join him and do a practice. And then he looked for three younger people that could join the team. So it was basically because my chief of department invited me to be part of that team. And the first day I touched a laser, I just got in love with technology. I mean, I was surprised at what these devices could be able to arrive to do someday. So I directly turned into what I call a techno freak. So I'm really passionate about technology applied in dermatology and aesthetics, and I've been doing that in the last almost 30 years. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And so the very first, like, what was the very first treatment or what the first laser you got your hands on?
When we started, it was at that time Lumenis had IPL platform called Photoderm Vascular and Epilite. It was a combination of different types of light and laser. It just came out. It was the first IPL of the market, which is the main technology I'm using today, but now from another company. Then a bit later, I got in touch with other lasers like pulse dye lasers, alexandrites, whatever. And I touched a little bit all the different types, but I came originally from IPLs, and I'm now basically using IPLs. But the new generation ones, the ones, for example, from Cyton, the company I'm working with right now.
So tell us about the new generation IPLs. So what are they and what are they? And I know a little bit about them myself because I've had a treat myself and I'm been blown away. So explain to us how they work and what makes them so good.
The different devices in the market. It's true that this company, Cyton, I mean, I want to explain a bit the company. The company is still owned by the founder of the company. It's Jim Hobart. This man, he's now 92 years old. He's the first one that developed the CO2 laser in the market. He was one of the founders of Corent, the first laser company. And then he finally went out of this company and created his own company, which is Cyton. And he's still there working every day in the lab doing new things. So I had the honor to meet him. I worked with him developing some of the handpieces of the device. But when you have the opportunity to work in a company where the guy who is still there is every day thinking to make things better for us, the customers, that makes a big difference. It's the only company who does that. The others are not. I mean, I'm not saying they're bad, but the philosophy of this company is always to develop the best technology for the customers, which are the doctors that use this device and the customers. Their IPL is, I mean, there are many IPLs which are good, but for me, honestly, this is the best IPL of the market. It's designed to be efficient, to be safe. This technology permits you, in a single pass, focus most of the signs of aging that you find in a patient when they come to your practice. So if the pigment is a concern, if the redness is a concern, the skin quality, basically skin quality is a concern, the pore size, the lower shinier, let's say you don't have a shinier tone anymore, your skin is uneven, all these issues might be today just solved with a few sessions, or what you call the BBL. Mm-hmm. So it's my number one treatment in the practice, the one I do to everyone. Everyone is a candidate for that treatment. Again, it's a very easy treatment to do, very safe, low time, almost no downtime, I would say. Most of the patients don't have any downtime at all. Now they include a new version called the Hero that permits us to giving, let's say, less energy when you do the passes, be, let's say, a bit more smoother, treat even Asian skin types, darker skin types, patients with melasma. So it absolutely increases the range of patients. And just with two treatments, again, you get a homogeneous skin. We call it, it's like the result of a makeup without needing a makeup. Mm-hmm. What happens is that the results are so amazing that people then engage what we call the Forever Young program, which is basically I do in my practice one treatment per year. I don't, in the States, they do four. In China, they do one every month. In our practice, we saw that just with one single treatment a year, the changes are amazing, amazing. People love it. There's 100% satisfaction. Again, easy to do, not painful, no downtime. The typical treatment I would recommend to everyone, I think that everyone should be doing, if they want to take care of their skin, it's obviously an aesthetic procedure. Mm-hmm. But if you want to take care of your skin, have a nicer appearance, this is with no doubt the treatment you have to do.
Mm-hmm. And why is it, because all the photos that I see, why is it that when someone has a treatment and then 5 years later their skin looks even, like it's like it stacks on top of each other, it just gets better and better. How can that even be possible?
That's what I told you. I mean, on the moment you do a yearly treatment, you remove the pigment. Mm-hmm. You are taking this pigment out afterwards before it's even visible, because you start develop new pigmentation and spots. They, at a certain time, they start to be visible, but at a certain time, you don't see the pigment yet because you don't have enough amount. But if you remove it at that point, it never comes back. Then second, same with the redness, the vessels, you take them out. So if you have telangiectasia redness, you won't have them anymore. But besides that, there's an effect of this light that hits the water of the skin, inducing an activation of the fibroblasts that stimulates new collagen. This activation of collagen induced every year, and every time you do a new session, you get a little bit more, makes that the quality of the skin improves year after year. So as I showed in my pictures today, you see that every time the patient comes, it's not only they have not turned back to where they were before the laser, is with every session they get a little bit more,
yeah,
better and better, and the changes are amazing. I mean, we call it we have pictures of patients 10 years after, and you saw this morning. It's incredible, and they don't have to come to my practice every three weeks to get injected. Just with one single treatment per year, we can show results after 10 years, which are absolutely amazing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I get blown away every time I see it, because you see the first treatment, then 1 year later, and then 5 and 10 years later, they look even better than they did 10 years ago. It's like it is like reversing the clock.
It's true. In some of these pictures, you might see that patients have more laxity, or they have more wrinkles, or they have other things that we're not targeting with the BBL, which is basically a treatment for the skin quality. But what refers to the skin quality, the changes are amazing, long-standing, and cumulative. That makes a treatment absolutely mandatory if you want to take care of your skin quality.
So do you reckon you virtually say for every person that comes in your clinic, you would pretty much do the BBL on, like, is there anyone that you wouldn't?
Absolutely. I was doing a training here to the people who have the device. I analyzed one day in my practice. I sit down with my nurse at the door, took a paper, and I said, hey, we're going to do a study to see for the patients that come to the door, which ones would be candidate, for example, for a toxin, which ones would be candidate for a filler, and which would be candidate to get an IPL, a BBL treatment. So what we saw is that 58% of patients that came through our door could have a bit of Botox because they had lines on the forehead or the crow's feet. 45% could probably benefit from a filler because they had volume loss or lines. All the patients that come to the door were patients for BBL because everyone has issues with the skin. Colors, redness, tone, pores, and all these issues are targeted with BBL. So in my practice, it's difficult even for me that I start any rejuvenation program to any patient, even if they come from something else, if I don't propose first a BBL. For me, it's when I compare the rejuvenation with a building, a BBL is the basement. It's something you have to do even before doing anything else. It's true that if a patient comes in the summertime, you might be starting with a toxin or a filler, but I will absolutely try to convince them to do BBL because any other treatment you on top of that will be much more visible. If you remove lines from the face, but the patient has pigmentation, has spots, you're not going to see the result as much because when you look at the patient, what you see are the spots. If you take the spots out and you remove the lines, the result is 10 times better because there's nothing that disturbs your vision when you look at the patient because, again, in my opinion, when you look at anyone, even laxity, the first thing is the skin quality. And if you don't fix that first, any other treatment you do on top will not be as efficient.
So it's almost like it's the foundation.
Absolutely.
It's like the foundation before anything else.
I told you is that if you ever consider a rejuvenation as a building, you have different floors. BBL has to be the basement. It's the first treatment that they'll have to do to anyone. I don't care for what they come, even if for laxity. They might be concerned with laxity, lines, whatever. If you look at them, they're surely patients for BBL. And I tell you, if you do that first, the results you're going to get afterwards in the other treatments is much better because you have already improved the skin quality. So the result of the Botox or a filler will be much more evident because the skin looks amazing.
And what about like in Australia? Because we've got a lot of sun. So what's, you know, what like would you still do it on people in Australia? Or what do people have to do to make sure they don't mess up their skin after?
Well, I'm in Spain. Spain is very similar to here. We have a lot of sun. People in May, April start to go to the beach. And we have a lot of summertime and sun. What we recommend to everyone as doctors, as dermatologists, just to be aware of the danger of sun exposure. So we recommend the people to be with sunscreen when you go out to the sun. However, with BBL, the only condition I need to be doing a BBL is that the patient didn't have a very intense sun exposure. And with that, I mean that they were not at the beach or skiing at the mountain the 2 weeks before the treatment and 1 week after. When they come to practice, they should not get tanned. And I'm going to make an exception because now things even changed. But usually we recommend them not to be at the sun 2 weeks before because that induces new melanin. And if you increase the amount of melanin, the risk of burning the skin is a bit higher. And after treatment, so either red, a little inflamed, they should not get exposed to the sun because they might have afterwards a post-inflammatory pigmentation. So if the skin is inflamed and you expose it to the sun, there's a risk of getting pigment afterwards. Mm-hmm. So avoiding that, this exposure 2 weeks before and 1 week after, you can do it with no problems. In my country, some reason, July, August, I always tell if a patient's not going to be at the sun until August, I can perfectly do a BBL in July, mid-July. What happens now, as I told you, there's this new advancement of the technology of Cyton, the Hero. It's exactly the same device, but now we have a program that delivers, instead of very intense passes, smoother passes, lower energy and more passes. We slowly heat so the pigment. What we have seen with that is we can extend the treatment even to the sun exposure times. The other day I did a patient that came completely tanned. The logical thing would have been to tell him to come later in a few weeks after he gets out he removes the tanning. But he couldn't because he had other things to do. What we did is use a program Hero, which is a bit less intense. It's true the results are not going to be so amazing, but permits me to, in this darker skin, sun-exposed skin, even to extend the season of the treatment to the summertime. Mm-hmm. Okay, so it's not the optimal situation because it's better not to be tanned to be the treatment, but even in those cases, we can do treatments. And again, the same program permits us today to extend a conventional IPL, which is forbidden for darker skin types. Thanks to this program, we can now treat Asian skin types, patients with melasma, Hispanic skin types, up to skin types 5, which are really, really dark. So it's an amazing advancement, and it is absolutely changing our practice today.
Yeah, right. And do you, like, what other stuff do you combine with the BBL, with the broadband light? Like, is there, you know, like, would you use that, say, for a scarring, or is it
BBL, I mean, it's part of a platform. We call it the Joule X from Cyton. It has, I call it the Swiss knife. You have their different light technologies, lasers that you can adapt and attach. You can buy the ones you want according to the treatments you want to do. According to what you have, we will choose. BBL, for example, is good when we can use it also for red scars. When someone has a red scar, fresh red scar, or after some time the scar is still red, BBL permits us to take the redness
like
away.
That one?
For example, yeah. It also smoothens a little bit, the texture is a little bit hypertrophic. That's another technology there called the ClearSeal, which is an NDI laser that also treats redness and helps to soften the scars. Then we have a fractionated hybrid laser for more advanced aging when you have more wrinkles or the texture is, or the pores are more dilated. We apply in that case over the BBL this fractional device to increase a little bit the results. Then we have an erbium laser full surface with a single spot that permits us to take care of actinic or seborrheic keratosis out of the patient. And these are things that appear with time. So patients, when they age, besides the pigment, the redness, the pores, might have other things. There's always a tool there to add on top of that to remove that actinic keratosis, seborrheic keratosis. And at the end, we have the fractional full surface erbium to remove the lines around the mouth, around the eyes. These are more aggressive treatments. They might have a bit more of downtime. You need to nerve block the pain just because the treatment is a bit more painful. So it's true, it's not as easy as doing a BBL, but whenever aging goes higher and higher, we always have a solution for that. That means that it's true that treatments might be a little more intense. I like the word aggressive, but a little more intense, and that the patient might understand that for those type of treatments, they have to take some days off, but the results are absolutely incredible. Besides that, we obviously also need to have other techniques in our practice, like toxin, for example, for the lines, fillers. I am a crazy user of calcium hydroxypeptide because it's, besides a filler, a biostimulating agent. And we want to have these treatments that, besides having immediate result, activate the response of our body to have a preventive effect on the time. So we are changing our minds from the original hyaluronic acid that everyone was using as a filler, which basically fills, but then results go away, to fillers like calcium hydroxypeptide that, besides filling, induce new collagen, and we have a preventive effect in the laxity and the loss of volume in the future.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and I've actually heard that there's even research about the BBL being like and I don't know if I heard it right, because it just, in my brain was...
genetic rejuvenation.
Yeah, but also as a precursor to any, like, to cancer cells or something. What's that about?
Well, there has been a study performed by Patrick Bitter in Stanford. They analyzed the gene expression of the skin of patients that had been exposed to the sun. And then they looked at the expression of the same genes in young patients. Then they did treatments on the skin of the aged people that were exposed to the sun and did another biopsy. And what they saw is there was a shift on the expression of the genes from what was usual on the exposed sun areas, mm-hmm. to more what happens on the younger people, which are not exposed to the sun. So it's like a switch in the expression of genes to a younger skin type, mm-hmm. without a sun exposure. So you can turn the expression of genes of the sun exposed skin to that of a non-exposed 20-year-old person. Mm-hmm. And they studied that, they found in these genes that turn to be expressed after receiving a BBL treatment, what we call the Forever Young program, the series of treatments. In these genes that turn to be expressed, they find anti-oncogenes. What are these? These are genes that are supposed to be stopping the development of skin cancer. Well, this is we have seen that. You cannot with that absolutely confirm that the fact of doing BBLs will prevent the fact of having a cancer, but it's something that it's reliable. I mean, it makes you think they'd probably be like that, because you have an expression of genes that you know are supposed to be able to stop the development of skin cancer. Anyway, if it's not through that, what happens also, there's a behavior change on the patients that start to take care of their skin. Yeah. As soon as you start to do BBLs, you want to have a nicer skin. You gotta understand how important it is to protect yourself from the sun and use sunscreen. Mm-hmm. So even if it's only for that, BBL is good, because it will probably put in the patient's mind the need of use of sunscreen, which also will help to prevent the skin cancer.
Yeah, that's so true, because it makes you a bit more aware, and you want to...
Hey, you want to invest money in getting a nicer appearance, improving your skin quality. Hey, just do an effort and apply a sunscreen to make sure you're not making it... I mean, you're not destroying the whole work, okay? And this fact only, reducing your sun exposure, will also help to prevent the presence of future skin cancer.
Yeah, right. And so your job at the moment seems to be like traveling the world and teaching people about all the things that you've learned and all that. So, but you have, like, you do things different, like you've probably done it so many times over the years that you've learned different things. So how has that kind of evolved? Like, obviously you must learn things all the time as well, because everything not changes, but it evolves. Like what I heard you speak about last year is you kind of build on it this year as well.
Well, yeah, we learn from what we do every day at the end, and you have the device in your practice, you start doing new things, and the companies develop new technologies, you think how you can apply that, and that makes you learn. It's true that my practice is a little bit different from the average. I do basically aesthetics and laser, but I have a very medical background. I was in the hospital as a Mohs surgeon, a cancer surgeon, and it's true that I also did aesthetics at that time, and now I'm only doing aesthetics, but my mind is still the one of a doctor, which is always looking for what I call the concept I define as cosmoethical and rational dermatology.
Can you say that again?
Cosmoethical. Instead of cosmetical, cosmoethical and rational dermatology.
Okay.
The description of that concept is that I'm concerned about the aesthetic of my patients. I want them to get better vision, because I think that self-esteem is important for your emotional health.
Yeah.
You have to feel good with yourself. And I think that taking care of your aesthetic appearance is part of the health, because it might make you feel better with yourself, but always in a medical concept and environment. And what does it mean that? And that brings me to the ethical part. The ethical part is my work as a doctor is not to perform all the treatments which are in the market, because many of them are not rentable. I mean, there's a lot of technology coming out every day, lots of techniques that have no scientific background. Yeah. Let's be honest, there's a lot of money behind. The companies want to develop new things to sell devices and machines, but not everything that comes out is really useful and rentable. Yeah. So my job is to analyze all these technologies and treatments, not only select those for my patients that I really think have what I call and that's exactly what BBL does, which have an amazing result from the beginning. These results have to be long-standing, persistent. I don't want my patients to go treatments that get a result and 3 weeks after they turn to their starting point. I mean, this is useless. Mm-hmm. So I want to have a good result from the beginning. These results have to be long-standing and they have to be cumulative. So when I repeat the treatment, I will get a little bit more. Exactly the definition of BBL Forever Young program. Yeah. So you get an amazing result at the beginning. If you don't do treatments in 3 years, you still have an amazing persistent result. And then if you do another treatment, we'll anywhere recommend to do it every year. But if you cannot do it, you're not going to lose that result in 2-3 years. Mm-hmm. And every time you do another treatment, you get a little bit more. Okay, mm-hmm. That's the ethical part. Treatments that should be in a reasonable price range. And the rational part is that I will only perform the treatments that my patients really need. So if they ask me something I think they really don't need, I'm not going to perform that. Mm-hmm. I mean, always the joke, but you can go today to a plastic surgeon, ask for a third breast, and they're going to implant your third breast because you asked for that. We're talking about these issues about the lips, for example, lip augmentation. They have to be there, but sometimes we have to be putting our feet on the ground and saying, hey, do it in a reasonable way, okay? And I think that sometimes we lose this concept of rationality. So we have to do really things that are only those things which are really needed. So, and in a logical order, okay? I think you have to do the most important or visible things at the beginning and let for the end the more expensive, complicated preventive treatments. If you do it this way, and I go back to our starting point, BBL has to be the first treatment because it's easy to do, corrects the first thing you see in a patient, it's easy to perform, yes, you have immediate results. Patients do not suffer. It's not an amazingly complicated treatment. For that, hey, at the end, if we need to do a resurfacing, for example, for the lines, it's been okay, but it's not going to be my first line treatment because the patients need to go first for the easiest things at the beginning. So with this concept, doing things the right way, with the treatments which are really efficient, long-standing, persistent, in an illogical order, we might be doing amazing rejuvenation programs, and the patients won't feel that you're just trying to, sorry about that, get their money, because sometimes they have this sensation that when you go to an aesthetic practice, it's like a never-ending story. You have to go, and then every 3 weeks, go back and do something else. This is not my target. I tell always my patients, I want them to be as less as possible in the practice and to spend as less money as they need to get the best results. But for that, you need to really choose the best techniques and best technologies. And that's our work as doctors, to do this choice, I mean, this selection.
Yeah, that's so true. And what about, so tell me a bit about the training. So what about, so just because, like, how can, for the end consumer, like, obviously everyone has different techniques, but does everyone have the same training or the more you learn, does that get passed on? Like, how does the company make sure that everybody's trained?
You mean the company of laser? Laser?
Yeah.
Said
that? Yeah.
Well, what happens here is, I mean, it depends on the company. Mm-hmm. I have to be honest, I worked with other companies before. I'm not going to say the name, but I was working with a company. I've been doing 18 years of certain filler. I have a bit of experience with that filler, and I was working with them as a trainer. I did even train the trainer course in my practice, training people that were not bad, but that had a very high impact in social media. And what happened is, after training those, I was not called anymore because these companies were very interested in having high potential, let's say, doctors that are very hot on social media to be the ones doing the trainings. And what happened is that it's not the same thing, honestly. Mm-hmm. So these type of companies, they exist. And what happens is the trainings, they go down, let's say, the quality dose goes down. Some of these companies even don't want you to tell what you think. They wanted to tell you what they want to hear. So I have a course for one of these companies, trying how I use this filler and my technique for laxity. But since I was telling my opinion that this certain technology was really good, but basically preventive and very painful, and they considered this was going against the policy of the company, they decided not to support that course. And I've not been working with them anymore. So what happens is that I want to work with companies that really let us say what we really think. And that's why at this moment I work with Cyton. I had the incredible luck to work with them developing some of the technologies they have. And it's a company that really invests a lot of effort in training. I mean, their devices are very complicated to use, some of the applications, because it's a high-power technology. And they're putting a lot of effort in creating, let's say, an environment where the customers can get trained on that. Me personally, 2 years ago when pandemic came, we learned that teaching could be done without being present, at least one part of this teaching. So I launched a teaching academy, Optimized Virtual Academy, and I started this project just with Cyton Technology because they're the one I have in my practice. And I'm very happy because the company, let's say I did it on my own without telling them. I just did the whole platform, the whole teaching program. And once when it was created, I presented it to the company to know if it would be of interest for them, and they loved it. And now we are offering this course for the Cyton customers, people that buy the device. It's like, I call it the virtual manual, so they can go there. And let's say we put in their hands my 18 years of experience with their devices in how to get the best results with this, let's say, technology, which is really, really powerful. Mm-hmm. But for that, you have to have companies that really are focusing more in teaching the customers than in selling. Yeah. Because if the teaching is with the idea of only selling, I think what happens is you take these very famous Instagrammers that really don't have so much experience. And unfortunately, this is happening in most of the companies, many of the companies. Yeah. In that case, I have to tell Cyton, the relation with them is amazing. In fact, I'm now 15 days off giving this type of training. Yeah. I've been 3 days here in Australia. I'm going to go to Vietnam now in Ireland. I love teaching. It's one of my passions.
Yeah. Oh, you're so good. Like, just it's by the time you finish talking, people in that room are pumped. So you've definitely picked the right thing for you.
Yeah, we try to make it easy. I think teaching has to be put at the level of the people, and you have to transmit the important information and don't get lost in what we call the superfluous information. Yeah. I spend a lot of time preparing the talks because I think about what I think people need to know and how to fit it in the time you do have when you give the talk. Yeah. But I'm really passionate about teaching. And having this passion and having the opportunity that a company like Cyton really puts that in value, and not the fact of being more or less famous, because obviously, I mean, I'm not a famous doctor in Australia. In Europe, people know me, but I'm not one of the popes that goes around the world, but having the opportunity to work with a company like that for me has the best lasers of the market, and being one of their KOLs and training the people who are getting these devices is absolutely an honor. Again, because I love teaching and I have a lot of pleasure interacting with people that come. And I also learn a lot when I do these courses because some of the people might be doing things that I'm not doing. So it's a give and receive transaction of information. But again, for that, you need a company that is really, really focused in teaching and not turning the teaching in a sales activity, which unfortunately happens with many of the companies, that they don't really want something that teaches, or they want something that sells their product. And then the customers can be a bit lost in the way.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So that's so interesting. I love listening. So as a last thing, so say, for example, if you were to meet a dermatologist who just started dermatology today, and you're going to say, okay, looking towards the future, if you were a dermatologist today, what would be advice to you you are a dermatologist today, but what advice would you give to a new dermatologist starting out today?
To put passion in the work and look at the things you can do as a dermatologist, but do only the things that really you are passionate in. Don't do things for money, okay? I have unfortunately seen a lot of people joining into this. I mean, people think that doing aesthetics and laser just gives you a lot of money, which is probably true. You can make a lot of money. That depends on how you manage your practice. Money is not the objective in my practice. Obviously, I work to live and I need to make money to live, but it's not my main goal. My main goal is to have satisfied patients, get the best on them with the lowest cost possible for them. It's a little bit against the business model that we have today, that it seems that you have to take and get money all the time. Yeah. My passion is to do the best job I can, get the best results for my patient, making them spend the less money they have to get the best results. And I do that because I have passion on what I do. And I was so absolutely the first, as I told you at the beginning, the first day I touched the laser, I said, wow, I found out what I want to do, because I was so absolutely amazed about what light could do on the skin, and looking at the reaction of the vessels, it was like I discovered if you get to that point in any of the parts of dermatology, they're just telling you have to do that. It's like I was a surgeon too. I love to do surgery before. Unfortunately, the situation in Spain is not good. Our honoraries are really, really bad. So I had to decide. I have 4 kids. I need to survive economically. Yeah. So I had to quit the hospital practice. I was a Mohs surgeon and melanoma surgeon. And in my practice, even I had to stop doing dermatology because I could not afford for the honoraries that I was getting. I was lucky because I was already doing aesthetics and laser, and I had a lot of passion. I have a lot of passion on that. So yeah, I'm still doing something I like very much. Mm-hmm. I would recommend anyone that starts anything in any profession, and especially if it's in the case of dermatologists, do the specialty, analyze the things you're doing during specialty. And the day you see something where you're having a lot of passion, just put all your efforts there and dedicate your life to that, because you're going to be happy. And you're going to do a good job. When you do things for passion, you're going to be really, really good. If you do them for money, you're not going to have a good end.
100%. And I say that to my kids, do what you love because the money will come.
Yeah. I'm not going to cry. I have 4 kids. I'm really happy that I can hold 4 kids. They are still in university. I'm not going to blame. So if I compare with other countries, our situation is much worse. But I'm really happy with that. I'm not going to claim. And obviously, if you work good, it's much easier that at the end things work. I think that anyone that really works, has passion in his job, will absolutely succeed. It's impossible not to succeed if you have passion and do things well. The money is a secondary thing. I just want to pay my bills. As I said, have my kids and that's it. That's my target in life, to have a family and have time for them. In fact, right now I just reduce my activity. I work 3 days a week. Mm-hmm. In practice, I do have 2 days off for my little boy, the little one. I have 4. Through that, I travel a lot, and that compensates a little bit, and that's why I take more days off. But in the practice today, I spend basically 3 days, and the rest is for teaching, for being my kids, and I dedicate time for living, because I think it's very important to be at home too.
Of course.
Yep.
Well, look, thank you so much. I waited so long, it was so worth it.
Thank you for having me here. Pleasure.
And this is, look, if you do ever want to find out a bit more about Dr. Campo, you can check out, I'll do a transcript of this blog post as well. Transcript of this audio, but also you can find him on, what's your training academy called?
It's an Optimage Virtual Academy.
Okay, Optimage, that's Optimage, Virtual Academy.
That's a teaching academy, and then we have... Yeah. The website is, we're going to change the name now, it's Optimage Clinic. Optimage Clinic, it's going to be the one we have now. Now it's Clinica Camp Optimage, but we're going to change it for Optimage Clinic.
Much better, easier for us to remember, us Australians. Yeah. Awesome. Well, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you for inviting me.
Awesome. Bye.
Got a burning question for Trish? Message her on Instagram at Transforming Bodies. Or join the 12,000 plus people in the Facebook group Plastic Surgery Support Forum for Aussie Chicks.